companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back to our favorite show on TV, The Vampire Diaries. We have been on a hiatus, but we are back and we are ready to go. I am Roxy Stryer. I am not Jesse Jandy. He will be returning with us. I promise I'm not lying to you. But I'm joined with two fabulous ladies, both new to our panel. One not so new to AfterBuzz, though. You guys have been waiting for her. Tiana Hudson.
I'm here, finally. Woo!
And Katie Campbell.
Hi. I'm excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you guys.
Thank you.
There's a little bit of a controversy, though, because one is a Stelena and one is a Delena. So you're going to have to wait and find out. Of course, we are discussing the first episode tonight. We are back with... I'll remember, we had a little bit of an issue before. I was like, yo, Katie, what was the name of the episode tonight? She's like, oh, just, I'll remember. I'm like, all right, well, I can just Google it. She's like, I'll remember. And I was like, oh, so should I just sit here and wait? She's like, no, that's what it's called.
I wish I'd been a part of this conversation.
It took like a good minute too long, actually.
The look that you gave me, I was like, oh, she thinks I'm just trying to remember in my head. And I'm like, no, this is the actual episode
name. It's hard. I've been told I'm stuck in resting bitch face before. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go away.
I mean, the shoe fits.
But clearly this is not about me tonight. This is about The Vampire Diaries, and I want to get you guys' overall thoughts. Did this come back with a bang, or were we disappointed?
I was very, very satisfied with tonight's episode.
Ooh.
Did you think I was going to say disappointed?
No, I thought you were going to say satisfied, but I was a little worried. I was a little worried, but I'm glad.
Yeah, I was very satisfied with tonight. I like that we got to kind of catch up with each character, see how they're dealing with things, and see that they haven't moved on, because I think a lot of shows, when they come back from, you know, a major season finale, they are like 6 months later, and then you never get to see people still dealing with it. They've moved on.
Right.
Here it's 4 months later, and they're still dealing with it, and, you know, we still get to see them agonizing and stuff, and I love that.
It's such a cop-out when shows do that, I think. It's like 2 years down the line, and then they draw on, like, a beard, and people are, like, a little more hunched, and it's like, okay, that's exactly what I wanted to see. How did we get here? So I agree with you. Katie, what were you thinking?
I loved it. Exactly what she was saying, how we got to see how each one of the characters were dealing with it, and I think that... they were kind of setting it up and saying, what's happening to Stefan? What's happening to Caroline? What's happening to Elena? How they're dealing with it. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get from you guys, too, because we haven't had you on the show before. Do we have favorite characters? Do you guys have, like, a one that you love so much, or just kind of them all?
I love them all, but I just...
It's like picking children, I know.
Yeah.
It is, but I love Stefan.
So now you know who's the Stelena of the crew.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I love it.
You couldn't hold it inside anymore. I get it.
I get it. I mean, I don't think I could pick a favorite, but I am a Delena fan, but I do love Stefan as an individual. Like, he is my boy, and I think that we'd be great friends.
Oh, he's your BFF.
We're besties, actually. He just doesn't know it yet, but, you know, kind of like Elena, I hallucinate and we're friends.
Oh, but are you going to turn into Caroline and then you're going to crush on him a little bit?
I mean, I think I already kind of am.
Oh, I feel you.
It's easy to crush on him.
It's easy to crush on everyone on this show.
Oh, my God. They're all so beautiful. Well, we have to check in with every character, like you guys are saying, because so much is going on and they're all handling it so differently.
Right.
I'm surprised how broken up we are. You know, usually I feel like in Vampire Diaries, there's something awful that happens and then they join together. But this season we open up and they're all in their different little worlds. I mean, Elena and Tyler and Alaric are kind of all in the same world, sort of. We have to start with Elena because we can't wait to talk about her. She's involved in everybody's little life right now. I mean, she's a drug addict. Like, for all intents and purposes. What else can you call it? She's a drug addict.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
And I feel for her. I mean, I understand that this is a relatable thing. Like, people in the world, when they're dealing with grief, they take drugs to deal with them. But usually those drugs don't make you believe that your ex-boyfriend who died is alive again.
They're talking to him, having conversations.
Right. Are we thinking she's just crazy, or are we feeling really bad for her?
I think
both.
I feel a little bit of both, but yeah. I feel bad for her because, like she explains in the episode, she has gone through so many losses. She, you know, I love the line when she said, you know, she had to drive around everyone that she's lost. She need a school bus. Because
yeah.
It's true. And she's been through this so many times. I guess for me, I just didn't realize how much losing Damon would affect her.
Well, that's the interesting
point. That's really interesting, right?
Because she has lost so many people. She's lost both of her parents. At one point, she lost her brother. She lost her aunt. She also lost Alaric for a while. She's lost so
much. She's even lost Stefan before.
And Bonnie. Right. So what do we think? I mean, I can't. I'm a Delana, and I think that this proves that Delana's supposed to be, because this is the one that pushed her over the edge. I really feel like there's something about this love, this bigger force, and it's making her not. She can't pull herself together.
Well, she said to him, too, or when she was hallucinating, talking to him, she said that it was a love that consumed her, and
It was passion.
It was passion, and I think that's what makes it so different than every other death that she's had to deal with.
Okay.
I love that she actually explained it, though, because we've never heard her talk about her love for Damon being this deep. I mean, we saw her struggle with it, you know, last season and stuff, where, you know, they weren't together and she was sad about it, but I never got the feeling that she was truly like, this is the love of my life. This is, like, the truest, deepest, realest love I've ever had.
Well, because it's always been clouded by the fact that she was back and forth and back and forth, but I felt like she finally had settled last season. I don't mean settled for, but settled down. Like, she really had decided who she wanted to be with. I have to admit, if you guys watched our after show for the finale last time, there were tears on air. I'm not embarrassed to say it.
Okay.
There were some tears from my part. And I waited all summer. I didn't go back and watch the episode again because it was really hard for me. And I decided today, I was like, it's time, Rox. It's time. And it didn't get any easier. It really didn't. And watching tonight's episode, it's fitting that it was called I'll Remember, because all these emotions were brought back to me. And I'm just feeling like, you know, in life, people grieve with these things and they never get to see the person again.
Right.
But we have to assume that Damon's going to come back, right?
I think he will. Just because of how it ended with, you know, him and Bonnie going off and Bonnie being like, I got this because my grams made some secret deal with, like, who knows who to, like, make sure she's okay.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, so rewatching the finale of last time, when, if you guys don't remember, because I know it was a few months ago, basically Bonnie is trying to get Gran to come through, and she's like, no, trust me, I know what sacrifice is, and I've made sure that you'll be able to be at peace. And Bonnie's like, yeah, Gran, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? She's like, you'll know. And I'm like, what? Whoa, like, you know?
Well, there it is. She set it up for them.
What did she set up? A little coffee shop? Like, a pancake house?
A cottage in the woods or something?
No, seriously, what's going on? What is that place?
At first I was like, okay, do they not, is this their piece and they don't know where they are or who they were? I was wondering if they knew, you know.
Oh, you, their memory, you mean.
Right, but then when he made that little pancake for Bonnie with the fangs, I'm like, okay, I think that they remember, because she said, I told you I didn't like that. And he said, oh, I know, and he still keeps doing it. So they do know. I'm excited to see what happens with that.
And it'll be interesting to see how they've come to be at this place, because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
They've never been friends.
I know. And if you remember from the finale, as they're walking, she says, I know that there are 100 people you'd rather be doing this with. And he goes, a couple thousand at least.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a joke, but they've always been like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even Caroline has stood up for Damon before so many times, but Bonnie's never really budged. And she's been a Stelena.
Right.
Let's be honest. That's what's going on. But now they seem kind of chummy.
Yeah.
Do we see any romance flying there?
That's where my mind immediately went.
Of course, I'm the same way. Oh. We're sick. We're sick in the head, dude. I know.
I mean, you see a boy talking to a girl, and duh, he's in love with her. Babies, they're getting married.
I don't think anything's going to happen with them.
That's why I don't go to the bar anymore. People come up to me, children? Marriage? What? Kidding? Like, awkward?
Relationships never work out for us.
I know. And I know we've jumped towards literally the end of the episode, but it's hard to wait to get to that point because we do see Damon throughout the episode tonight, but we're not seeing actual Damon. I mean, right. Katie, you watched the episode twice tonight.
I did.
I kept turning to you for answers. I'm like, are we going to see him? When are we going to see him?
But I didn't know if you really wanted to know. So it was
no,
just,
I never just... really want to know. I just can't help but ask. I have one of those problems. But I think that it is interesting. We saw him so much. Mm-hmm. Do we think that any version of that was actually him? Like, do we think when Elena is conjuring her up in his imagination, it's actually him coming at all, or is it just a complete figment of her imagination?
I think it's her imagination, because I was wondering the same thing, because when Bonnie and Damon get back, because I just believe that, you know, the show will bring them back somehow, they always find a way, is he going to remember those encounters with Elena?
And more importantly, is she going to remember these encounters?
Well, I mean, after that.
If they both forget and neither of them know and they fall in love all over again, so we'll just start from the beginning of what? Would that be season three, maybe?
Well, when do they start?
I forget.
I feel like Stelena might happen because she's going to forget.
Oh, no. Jesse's sitting at home right now giving you a virtual hug.
Here's my thing with why I am not a Stelena. If Stefan takes her back after all of this, he needs his penis chopped off.
I definitely agree. Also, what a bad brother move.
Yes.
Like, come on, bro. Not that Damon was being a great brother for going after her in the first place. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Stand up for him. Let's see.
Here's the thing with Stefan. I kind of wanted him to hook up with Caroline because more so, I mean, I thought there's a connection and I just kind of feel for that whole situation, but I really wanted it more so to hurt Elena. That's terrible.
Oh, are you an Elena hater?
No, I love Elena, but I'm like, you can't do that to Stefan.
Well, you just might get your wish, but we're not going to talk about that yet. Wait for news and gossip, and we will see how long Elena will be sticking around this show.
I like this girl. She was like, I wanted Caroline to hook up with him to get back at Elena. Like, what?
We got
to
get you on our revenge after show just for that reason.
Talk about revenge right there.
T, what do? We can't get on our bad side. I'm fine. I'm Stelena. Whatever. Don't take me alive.
I'm sorry about what I said about chopping off Stefan's penis. I'm sorry.
Take it back. Okay. So we're going back to Elena. Elena's going through the hardest time ever. Caroline's being kind of a little biatch to her, saying, like, I don't understand, and we'll get to Caroline later. But Elena gets to this place finally where she turns to a lark and she says, listen, I've been getting these drugs. Well, she doesn't say this to him, but we know she's been getting these drugs from Luke. She's been using them. She's been holding over Luke's head. She's not been a good friend. She's been bordering Mystic Falls, sucking everybody's blood.
Yeah.
Hello. Talk about a drug addict.
So we are in, like, agreement after finding all this out that the campers in the beginning were attacked by Elena.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know when we were watching, we saw the hair and we were like,
I thought it was her.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think so. Unless they pull some weird twist on us that there's another. I mean, somebody could be back. Somebody's got through the other side that we didn't sit, whatever it is.
Right.
But I think it's Elena for now.
Yeah.
But anyway, she sits down and she says to she's drinking the blood in class. She's all wasted all the time.
Yeah.
And she finally says to Lark, I can't deal with this. Listen, yeah. I know what it's like to grieve and I know what it's like to move, get over people. I know all of these things. There's nothing you can sit here and tell me. This one's not going away. And for in order for me to find love again or just move on, you gotta compel me to forget. Now, Jesse and I make fun of the show a little bit sometimes because they will find loopholes wherever we can get them. And I get it because they need to.
Right.
But I thought only originals could compel vampires. But now we find out because Alaric came back with an original vampire spell that he also can compel vampires. Did I get that right?
It's like because he was created from an original strain.
Well, they're all created from an original strain. I think they said something about he was brought back by the original spell. you guys at home, you guys are so much better at getting these details than us. Please, please, please let us know, as you did all summer long. You guys are the most incredible fans. You guys are going to be so excited with them. They're amazing. No, you guys are really amazing.
People have already been tweeting me today. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
I love it. I love it on the Twitter and always on iTunes. Go rate, comment, subscribe. We love that 5-star. And, of course, on YouTube, we read everything. At least I do. Yeah. I'm sure you guys do, too. We write back to you guys. The interaction is the best part. It's the only way I get through the week without sucking somebody's blood. What? Did she just say that? So Elena proposes this to Alaric, and then we go black. We don't know what he says. We don't know what happens. What do we think? Do we think that Alaric could possibly in any way say, yeah, okay, let me do this for you? Or is this parent Alaric stepping in and saying, no, I'm not going to compel you to forget about the love of your life? Which way is it going to go?
Well, I think that he wants to lean towards saying, I'm not going to compel you to do that. He's been on Damon's side from the beginning. Go get the girl, he said every time to Damon, you know.
It's his BFF.
Yeah, but I think that she's going to lose it even more so if he says no. Because the reason why she said to him that she can't live with this is because she tried to say goodbye. And that last scene with her and Damon, that made me tear up a little bit, actually, the second time as well. Just because I am a Selena fan, but I feel bad for when people lose each other, you know?
But you want Elena to be hurting, but well, only by Stefan and Caroline. I'm just making sure I got this right.
Just
no judgment, don't kill me.
I just feel so bad for Stefan. I feel so bad for him.
You just want to hold him at night. Right. I understand.
Right. Confession.
I know. I do feel bad, too. I know. I get it. Yeah. But you also feel bad for Elena in this moment.
Do.
It's really sad. I mean, you have to be heartless to watch this girl and see her sitting here saying this to Alaric, knowing everything, and be like, ah, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, she's sitting there and she's saying, do this for me. And as somebody who cares about her so much, he's got to be tempted.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
she's in pieces.
Yeah.
I think Alaric will do it because Alaric has been so much of a father figure to Elena recently, you know, in the past, that you don't want to see her hurting. And she's not just hurting herself. She's hurting other people now.
Right.
And, you know, like the one victim who got away and got into town. And, you know, there's just, she's spiraling out of control and you have to nip it in the butt. And if this is the way to do it, then I think Alaric will see it for the greater good to go ahead and do that.
We do see her try to stop at one point, though. She sobers up for a brief second. But it was very, very short. She's like, okay, Damon, let me poof you away. But he's still there, which was the part that made me think maybe it's actually he's like, I don't know, not teleporting, but some part of him is actually there.
But they kept saying that it was her subconscious telling her, you know, making her hear the things she didn't want to hear, see the things she didn't want to see. So that's why part of me is like, he kept saying, you're still holding on, that's why I'm still here.
Right.
Why I think it's more her imagination than anything else.
Yeah, I could see that. Remember, though, with Elena and Stefan, but it's different because I know they're doppelgangers, so they're connected in weird ways, but then they dreamt about each and they were in each other's dreams, or when he was in the water and over the summer and she kind of knew that he was struggling, whatever it is. Like, maybe I'm thinking Vampire Diaries is trying to prove to us that Damon is now her true love and they're having that bond now or something. But I could be very wrong.
Maybe.
I'm not even predicting that. It's just an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling like she's got to get off the juice, though.
She does.
Those herbs, man.
herbs. Let me get some of them herbs. Absolutely.
I mean, she was still driving and everything. Just having a conversation. Like, what are people driving by thinking? Like, that girl's just talking to herself in the car.
She could
and now
be
she's
singing.
Making out with the air. I don't know. Like, they kiss.
She's having a good time, okay?
Yeah, she's having a great time.
No hate at all.
Also, I just want to say that one of our Twitter fans, at Philatoscope, tweeted me and said, Alaric was created by their original witch, Esther. I think that's why he may be able to compel.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe because she's an original witch. Esther, the one that's the mother of the originals, created Alaric, so now
He can compel the vampires.
Okay, I guess. Like I'm saying, I'm feeling like it's a little bit of a loophole, but I'll give it to them.
I mean, I just think that in the writer's room, they must have, like, I want to see it. It must be covered in wall-to-wall stuff. Like, how do we get through this? Like, they back themselves
into a
corner.
This is our problem.
It's like, how do we get out of here? We have magic. Let's just find a way with our magic laws.
Well, imagine how difficult that is. The tagline of the show is, like, one girl who's torn between two guys.
Yeah.
And we're on season six. So they're gonna be back against the wall at some point.
I think that's what makes it a good show, is putting it against the wall like that. Because it, you know, throws the viewers for...
They're resilient.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the other thing Elena does tonight that kind of gets her in a little bit of trouble is she's a blood-sucking girl. She's this girl who, I guess, is outside of the border of Mystic Falls and sucking the blood, and then Caroline finds her and the girl runs away.
Where did she come from?
She was from New York.
No, Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. I thought you meant the girl.
You like that question?
She said, I'm from New York. I'm used to having cell service.
I love questions we can actually answer. No, but so she's coming into Mystic Falls. She's driving there from New York.
Remember Caroline's been like, she just signed a lease on an apartment nearby. She's been near that border just trying to talk to her mom. And
she smelled blood.
Maybe she just hangs out there like... I'm the protector of this here border.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's not much to do. Like, is that your Caroline? Can you just back up for a second? One more time.
I'm the sheriff of this here border.
So, are you being Sheriff Forbes? Or, by the way, Sheriff Forbes is alive.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sheriff Forbes. Last we saw you, you were not in such great shape. Like, in the diner, as you got blown up a little bit, Damon really saved your life, though. Now he's dead. How are you feeling about that, Sheriff Forbes? Little guilty, probably. But she is being really great to Caroline, which I appreciate. But we're still talking about... Oh, my God. There's so much that happened today. We're still talking about Elena, who bites this girl. And before she can compel her, Caroline's like, Elena! That's my Caroline.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. What is this about? Elena! Elena, what you doing out there? And then finally, this girl runs off. And she runs into Mystic Falls. And Caroline and Elena can't go in because... It seems like what happens when vampires are in sunlight without their daylight rings and they get those boils.
Yeah.
That's what seems to be going on when these people step into Mystic Falls, which we know is because of last season and the travelers and how that all ended, which we're trying to get the curse off now because we need a goal for this season, which I do think we'll be able to accomplish. But this girl runs off, and who is there to catch her? Maddie Blue Eyes.
Oh,
I love Maddie Blue Eyes.
He's like a police officer in training, or is that the volunteer police?
Community Protection Squad.
This would be a good time to talk about what Matt's been doing all summer, which is living with Jeremy, who has his own problems.
Yes.
And being a community protector.
Yes.
Was that what the title was? A community protector.
Yeah.
And he has some community protector boss who we saw a good amount of tonight, so I guess he'll be in this season for a little bit until he's killed by a vampire on, like, episode 15. Predictions.
But I think that he knows about vampires. I'm predicting that he knows. He has some kind of tie, whether it's a hunter or something, you know.
We saw him when he saw the bite, and he's like, they're not telling the full story. Yeah. He must
know.
It's
like, dude, you're not the police. Let the sheriff do her job. Like,
You
don't question someone when they're like... about to bleed out, you get them to the hospital first.
Right. Well, you do if you know about vampires, I guess.
Yeah, I think he knows something more.
It's interesting that Matt protected the vampires, though. I didn't know how he was going to be after we've seen he hasn't really left Mystic Falls.
Well, I think he hasn't left because he doesn't want to deal with all the hurt and the possibility of getting hurt, but he protects his friends.
Okay. So you think that he just said it because he didn't want to get any of them in trouble and he assumed that it was Caroline or Elena? Or one of them?
I don't know that he knew it was one of his friends. I think he just knew that he didn't want people, common folks, learning about vampires.
Us, you know, and
that's what, you know, he was around a bunch of commoners who, you know nothing. I just pulled a Roxy and spilt my water everywhere. But,
so embarrassing, Gianna. Why did you have to tell everybody? God.
But, you know, he's with this group of people who don't know anything about, like, Mystic Falls mythical creatures that live, you know, in the same streets as them. So he sees the bite. He knows what's going on. He's like, okay, I got to get this taken under control before people start asking questions and start leading down that road because they're supposed to be vampire free right now.
Right. Interestingly enough, though, his roommate is taking the exact opposite steps. So Jeremy is a hot mess. He also, at this point, is an addict, I guess.
Yes, drinking.
Him and Elena.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the power sibling relationship that we are semi used to seeing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, though. I said it last season. You guys heard me. Some of you agree, some of you disagree. I can't care about Bonnie and Jeremy. I'm trying to feel for him and be like, ooh, he really is in as much pain as Elena. You're not. You're not, Jeremy. You didn't love Bonnie the way that I had such a hard time with that relationship. And then with Liv coming in and she kind of clouded the whole thing. I mean, how did you guys feel about Bonnie and Jeremy?
I think they kind of took the spotlight off of them for the last couple of episodes. So I know what you're saying. I wasn't as concerned with that relationship as
right.
I was with...
I just feel like I'm over him having Bonnie and then losing Bonnie and then dating her from a myth, like, when she's on the other side. Like,
and
I'm
him just dating dead people in general.
Yeah, dating dead people in general.
He does
they're on a cycle right now, and it's like, okay, dude, like, you're not that heartbroken because, like, you've been through this before.
Also,
like, I think we can figure it out.
What's the deal with that? If Bonnie was dead, wouldn't Jeremy be able to talk to her?
Can he still
do that, or is that gone now?
I don't know. I think it might be gone since he's a hunter.
I thought he could still talk to dead... Because he could just talk to dead people. Him and Bonnie, like, both could talk to dead people when she was the... what was that? The anchor.
The anchor.
Yeah. The anchor. So they... I don't know if he can anymore, or if he's just too drunk to know if he can. But that makes me think that she's not dead. But I don't know if what you would have called that really would have been being on the other side, because the other side's gone, so maybe that's why he can't talk to her. But... She's up in heaven?
I don't know where she is.
We don't know where she is, but
she's in a cabin.
Right. Once again,
she's eating pancakes.
I know.
She's chilling. Every morning she gets homemade pancakes. I mean,
and
that's
she's complaining.
Not a bad life.
Yeah, what's there to complain about? Although she's probably looking down like, man, Elena, you really didn't care about me. Like,
I know. Why didn't she see her?
But Caroline did say Elena, every time she brought up Bonnie, she did cry and grieve over that. But it's whenever she brought up Stefan, Elena, like...
Damon,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Whoa. You know, Elena didn't
Don't switch teams on me now. She's rubbing off. Get on the side.
She didn't have any feelings, like, you know, outwardly emotion of, like, grieving him. But it was always with Bonnie. So she didn't grieve for Bonnie. She just... didn't want to see her.
Right.
But I just don't understand why Elena did not see Bonnie.
Well, she was like, if I had to pull up every dead person, but why pick Damon? Because she's so in love with him. That's why.
And because when she's pulling up these people, they're going to tell her the truth.
Right.
And Bonnie would be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing these psychedelic drugs?
Which,
like,
is kind
stop.
Of bad that Damon's not saying that. I mean...
Well, I think it's her... I really think it's her hallucination. And she just is putting words in Damon's... mouth that come out in her head.
For all intents and purposes, though, it's like she's taking acid every day. So is she going to be okay when this is all over with? Like, once she stops, is there going to be residual effects, or is she just going to be fine? Like, what are these?
I mean, her bloodlust is already up, so that could be a side effect that doesn't go away.
Right.
You know, she's already, you know, a lot thirstier than normal and, you know, continuing to do that.
That's so. Got to be a meme somewhere.
I know. Girl is thirsty.
Oh,
though.
We got to make that. Will you guys make that for us, please?
Elena be thirsty.
Seriously. Yeah, I know. So with the blood's up, I'm sure we're going to see more effects if she keeps taking the drugs, which we don't know if she's going to do.
Right.
Back to Maddie and Jeremy. Maddie Blue Eyes. They're in Mystic Falls. They're not leaving much. The other person that could be in Mystic Falls but isn't would be Tyler, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Because he no longer is anything that would make him not be able to be in Mystic Falls. And he's supposed to be best friends with them, but he's not there, and we don't see him calling them, and we don't see them calling him. What do we think's going on? Is there a rift in their relationship, or people are just going their separate ways?
I think maybe people are going their separate ways, because that is a good point. If they are all best friends, why isn't he sticking around in Mystic Falls? I don't know.
Because he's got anger issues, and he's going to kill one of them?
Listen, he is. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's going to kill somebody?
Yes.
So, Tyler, as we know, was a werewolf and then a hybrid, and then one of the travelers embodied his body, and then that traveler died, and then he went back to being a werewolf, which died in Mystic Falls, and he came back to life through the portal, and now he's man.
Yes.
But with the werewolf gene. And the way that that this comes out is if he murders somebody. Did you guys get all that?
I think it'll be accidental, but he has so much rage. Yes, again. But I thought he was going to kill Luke tonight.
When you strangle somebody for that long, it's pretty clear what you're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. And Alaric had just said something to him.
Right.
He's like, you got this? He's like, yeah, it's under control. Booze this up. I mean, do we want to see him turn back into a werewolf kind of, though? Because selfishly, I do a little bit.
Yeah, but he struggled so much when he was just a werewolf. You know, like, the whole turning and all that stuff. I hate for him to go through all that again.
But would you really?
I mean...
like, as a friend of his, I know you're friends with these people.
Yeah,
I am. You know, they're your best friends.
I live in Mystic Falls.
Of course. So, as your BFF from Mystic Falls, you don't want him to go through that. But as Tiana sitting with us watching the show, how you feeling?
I want him to turn back. But then it's also kind of great to see him as a human again and him actually be vulnerable.
That's true.
You know, I loved what he said tonight to Liv, where he was like, 4 months ago, I was the strongest person. I could do anything. I could get away with anything and, like, do all this stuff.
I was the strongest on Earth.
Yeah, on Earth. And he's like, and now he's deduced back to being just a human, being just like us. So seeing him struggle with that is, it's kind of fun, though. Like, he's walking into walls. Like, he can't get it. He's like a total klutz almost.
He's late to class because he can't just, like, zoom, zoom, zoom there. Right. Yeah, all of these things.
He's, like, walking and, like, shouldering people and, like, hey, man. It's like, calm down. You're short.
and very attractive,
and,
might I add.
I mean,
but do you think, I'm kind of surprised that he's not trying to become a werewolf again. You know, he could just kill somebody.
But he's never been the kind that's just going to go out and murder someone.
I think he doesn't want to be it because, like you said, he doesn't want to go through that pain. He didn't like that pain. You remember that when
because
he
was journaling? Is it going to go all over again, or is he going to be able to have control over when he turns? You think it starts from fresh and he's not going to be able to control it?
I think so.
He's going to have to go back to the original so he can be with Haley and she can help him.
I mean...
And now I'm writing the show for
us. There you go.
I'm just thinking, like, there must be something going on that he's not hanging out with him. He's having all these anger issues. He's really alone. The only person who's at school with him is Elena and kind of Alaric, but doesn't seem to be leaning on her. He did try to convince Caroline to come. Remember, they used to be a thing. I know it seems like a long time ago. Anything going on there?
No.
No, but I think that...
Drum roll, please.
I think something is going to happen with Tyler and Liv.
So, Liv, coincidentally, is blonde with curly hair and looks a little bit, and by a little bit, I mean a lot of bit...
like Caroline.
Like Caroline.
She does.
Which was where I was going with this.
Mm-hmm.
So... Liv's an interesting character. She walks into the classroom and Tyler's there and he walks in and he sits next to her and she like turns the pages in his book. Is that a witch's way of flirting with somebody? Like, you know how when we were younger we'd like draw on the guy's arm, like write different words and give fake tattoos? Okay, Tiana, don't look at me like I'm crazy.
Laughing.
You know. You're like, when I was younger, that was yesterday.
I mean, I did it. Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Okay, but like, is like, with your mind flipping the pages of the book, is that flirty?
I think she's flirting.
Then why does Alaric say she doesn't want you?
Because I think that they're both still, they're in that angry flirting stage right now, where it's
that's some S&M stuff.
Yeah, they're, like, angry with each other, and he's clearly angry with everyone, but she, you know, doesn't like him. I don't think she's come to terms with her feelings. I'm not sure if the flipping the pages was necessarily flirting, because she did kind of, like, hit him when he tried to peek over at her book to see what page, and he's like, I was just trying to see what page you're on.
She's like, you're cheating.
So then, you know, she does it to kind of be, like, funny and be like, oh, there you go, like, I'll throw you a bone. But I definitely think that the tension between them is going to make for some like magical sex scenes.
I'm really into that, and I have to say, when she came to say what the hell about Tyler strangling Luke, and she was like, "You have to apologize to him, not me." And then she's like, "Why are you telling me all this?" And I just wanted him to like pin her against the wall and make out her face.
I didn't. But he didn't. What do you want, Tyler?
Steven in the booth, everybody. I love the sound effects. So that's what I wanted. Couldn't help it. Didn't get it. Now I want it even more. I know.
Episode one, guys. Only it's gonna happen. Episode one.
Thinking about it like that, I can't believe how much happened in tonight's episode. Like, that's crazy.
But think of how much it's set up for what's to come.
I know. Do we see any scenes with Luke and Liv in the same scene, actually, though? I mean, they're both there, but I don't remember seeing them together.
No.
Last we know about the two of them, I wonder if they're mad at each other at all, because Liv was trying to get everybody through to the other side and from the other side. Remember, she was bleeding from her nose and, like, literally seizing out. Right. And he was like, I'm not going to let you do this anymore. And he and then everything. I mean, that's my version of being a witch. Just, like, give it to me. What should I say? Is it Hocus Pocus? Wait, what is it?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Like, and then everything was, like, done. He closed the portal or whatever it's called. I wonder if she holds that against him at all. I mean, she did go and stand up for him tonight, so maybe not.
She mentioned to Tyler when she was talking about that they have talked about it, and that's something that they're living with, but to also remind Tyler that they did bring back people.
They did. Yeah. They did bring back people, and if they hadn't done that, then we would be missing a lot of the people. I mean, Stefan would be gone, for one, and I know that would make some people in this room sad. Others would rather see Damon there, but you know. Okay, speaking of interesting relationships that are going on in this episode, though, let's talk about Alaric and his potential love interest with Joe. So, what's up, guys? I mean, I had a really hard time remembering Alaric's love history, and you guys remembered a little better. Can somebody fill us in, so in case...
Yeah. So he was dating Jenna, Aunt Jenna.
Right, as we love
then,
Jenna.
Yeah, and then, you know, she was sadly murdered.
Shocker, that never happens to anybody on the show.
That never happens to anyone on the show. And then he started dating, I can't remember the doctor's name, but the doctor who was like, she used to play Crazy Nanny Carrie on One Tree Hill.
Yeah, and now she's married Portland or something?
Yeah, she's married to a pediatrician in Portland, apparently.
Why did they give us that little tidbit?
I think so that no one asked about her, since Alaric's back. Maybe, you know, we'd see her again or, you know, but Alaric stayed away from Mystic Falls. Not that he's too far away from Mystic Falls. For someone who just came back from the dead, for how long has he been dead to everyone in Mystic Falls?
Yeah.
You didn't go that far. It's a college where a lot of students from Mystic Falls tend to go to.
It's
you could be their teacher and they'd be like, wait, you were my teacher in high school and you died.
It's like when Jeremy came back and everybody was just like, and he said, yeah, no, I really didn't die in my house that burnt down. I'm back. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool. I believe you.
Yeah, no problem. It's definitely got to get back to Mystic Falls at some point. Right. I just wonder.
He didn't change his name. Yeah. Like, at least change your name. Like,
I know.
You could be the same guy, just be like, anyone else. Oh, no, I'm Alaric's twin brother.
Right. Right. But I definitely did see sparks with him and Joe. She wants to have a little bit of his drink. He says he's a germaphobe. Really, what he means is it's blood, and you don't want this.
But she did say she eats red meat all day.
Do you think, what is the possibility that she's a vamp?
I mean, it was kind of, like, weird that she kind of put that out there, but, or she just doesn't like her meat cooked well. Like, she just really likes it very, very
Are those
rare.
The only two options?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go with she just really likes that red meat.
Okay.
Girl, I feel you on that.
Or
steak all day.
Or she, like, was flirting with him and was like, hey, I smell blood on you, and I think we're into the same thing.
What do you think?
Oh, I didn't think that. That didn't cross my mind.
She is also Elena's teacher at the med school and the blood bank and stuff, so we've seen a lot of doctors involved in the show who are aware of the vampire culture and, like, blood supplies and stuff. And she might catch on that Elena's stealing all these blood bags, because Elena makes it seem like it's so easy to just, oh, I'll just go grab some more.
Yeah.
You bring up many good points in what you just said.
Thank you.
One of them being that we didn't talk about the fact that Elena is now becoming Dr. Elena Gilbert.
But just
did
for
you,
the blood.
Did you go to school for the last few years? Do you know anything about anything? I mean,
She's just a sophomore, so she's decided her major will be, like, pre-med.
Right, but she, when Joe asked her the question, she, like, spit it out, you know.
She knew everything.
She knew everything, I guess. Yeah. She's a vampire.
She
Number
a book.
Two, I'm feeling really bad about all these people who are going to donate their blood. Like, that's a bummer, man. Yeah. That's a really big
feeding
bummer.
Vampires.
I mean, I'd be a little disappointed. I hate needles, so if I go to give blood, it better be to save someone's life. I guess feeding it to vampires is saving their life, but I just don't want my blood to be wasted on you drinking it.
Well, sometimes they save lives.
Like, that's true.
Like Caroline, I think she saved Sarah's life.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, we can give her that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you bring up is I'm curious about is that doctors do tend to know what's going on. Do we think that there's any correlation with Whitmore? Do we think that she's part of the Whitmore house in any way and she knows and we're bringing back Whitmore at all? I mean, we know Enzo's gone. That was a bad one. But I don't know if maybe Joe...
What about Crazy Guy? What was his name again?
Not Enzo?
Enzo was...
Dr. Whitmore.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Maxfield.
Yeah.
Maxfield.
That one.
Well, Maxfield... oh, you guys like, are going to slaughter us.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
No.
Blanking
I'm
right
trying
now,
to think. So, but... Professor Maxfield, he was doing all those tests, and then I know that he had the nephew, Aaron, who died, and Damon killed him and didn't want to tell Elena. Where's Maxfield?
He's dead. Yeah.
And he didn't make it through when the other side was coming back.
You know... Where did Enzo go, though? Because he
Enzo,
is
remember,
around.
No, remember, Enzo's heart got ripped out.
Oh.
And Stefan didn't tell Damon.
Yes, but he came back through.
He did come back through.
But we didn't see him at all.
We got a lot of questions and very little answers. Now I'm thinking, we were getting a lot of answers. We got none. We got really no answers here in tonight.
We got some, like what happened, how they're dealing with it.
We know that, Sheriff Forbes is alive. That was an answer.
Yeah, that's an answer. And I'm glad she's there. I mean, we need adults. That's why we had to bring Alaric back. Would you guys have rather seen Jenna come back or Alaric come
Alaric.
Back?
Alaric.
Alaric.
I feel bad for Jenna, but Alaric for sure.
I've been looking all over the social media, the Twitter and
the
whatnot.
Twitterverse.
And people seem to be stoked that Alaric's back. I'm definitely one of them.
Love Alaric.
I love his character. I think that it's a huge bummer that he is struggling with being a vampire and nobody seems to care right now until Elena towards the end of the episode.
Right.
And it's an even bigger bummer that he can't go into Mystic Falls and kick Jeremy's butt.
Yes.
And be like, Jerem,
get
it together.
Yeah.
I need somebody to go kidnap Jeremy and bring him to Alaric so Alaric can, like, chain him to a post. And
I liked Elena's idea of having the sheriff arrest him and bring him outside the border so that she could kick his butt.
Out of curiosity, on what grounds?
She's Sheriff Forbes. She doesn't need a lot of grounds.
She do what she wants.
Probably public intoxication, right? Because he's
underage
drinking.
How old
are these people?
Jeremy's still in
high
school.
Yeah, he's still in high school.
And he's drinking a lot.
And Elena's a sophomore, so what does that make you, 20?
20?
All right, so...
If she's turned 20 yet, like...
Yeah.
Because start a sophomore year, you're not usually already 20.
I feel like once you're a vampire, though...
Age ain't nothing.
Yep. We have one really big character left to talk about, guys, and I'm sure you've been waiting for this one. So, Stefan's doing his thing, I guess, working as a mechanic and dating some chick, Ivy.
Oh.
I mean, this is such a WTF moment for me. What? Why? Compel him? Make him give you more money? You like this girl? Who is she? You're a vampire? You told her? She doesn't know? Somebody help me.
Well, I was trying to figure it out, and I don't like that he said he gave up on looking for, you know, a possible solution to find and to bring back Damon and Bonnie. But
so what was he looking for? He was looking for a witch.
For a witch.
For information on anyone to find out what happened on the other side, what's going on.
Okay. Like,
but he said he gave up.
Sure.
And I'm thinking now, watching it, I'm thinking, did he give up because he turned his switch off?
Huh.
You know?
He turned off the switch,
yes.
You think.
I'm thinking.
You think this is him with the switch off?
I'm thinking. I mean, he crushed the phone when Caroline left the voicemail.
I feel like, though, that would be so disrespectful to Lexi's memory. You know? He knows that Lexi died and didn't come through and that she... I don't know, but maybe. But then why would he have eventually picked up Elena's call? Maybe. I mean, it's a good theory.
He picked it up, but he said he gave up.
Yeah.
But he had a conversation with Alaric earlier in the episode...
Yeah.
And Alaric was asking for an update, and he was like, oh, no, haven't found anything yet. Like,
well, who's he telling the truth to? Alaric or Elena? Is he actually still looking, but he doesn't want to get Elena's hopes up?
I kind of feel like he's working an angle with Ivy. I feel like she is somehow involved in some way. I know this is getting into prediction territory, but I kind of feel like he's working an angle with her. At least that's my hope. But I also feel like he's not too far away from Mystic. If he did give up, he's also, like, in the town right over, and no one knows that he's so close to Mystic Falls. And he's just given up.
These people need to realize they need to go further.
I mean, just go to your neighboring town. Like, he's over there fixing cars.
I guess. I mean, does anybody like this relationship at all? Or, I mean, that is the only word. Why?
I don't know.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. It's nothing to do with that, but just, like, come on. You just set us up so well about Caroline and Stefan. Yeah. You're going to do this to us, really?
I know. That's why I think it's like an angle that he's working, because why do we need to know this character's name? Why can't she just be a rando that he's screwing?
Right.
If, like, she's not involved in some way or have a deeper thing, or if he actually likes her, but why would he get involved with another human?
Yeah.
I hope that you're right, because, like you said, she's beautiful, but they set us up for Caroline. If it's not Elena right now...
I'm with you guys. We can talk about it a little more in predictions, but did we cover everybody? Because I want to go for some news and gossip.
I would just want to say one thing about Caroline's voicemail. Because what I got from is that Stefan is the glue that holds their group together. And right now, everyone is on their own doing... grieving in their own way, and they need Stefan back to kind of keep them together. And so I think that's what Tyler's going through. Like, everyone's just doing their own thing. They're not coming together and using each other as support.
Right.
That was Stefan's job to keep them together. Right. He's gone.
Caroline always wants to bring back the family too. I love that.
I know. She, when we talk about favorite characters, she might be mine. I think she's so incredible. Yeah. I do love that about her. Okay, let's get to some news and gossip, guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So first I'm going to start with something concrete, and then I'm going to go with something gossip. So here's the news. Nina Dobrev, not as Elena, as actually one of the other characters that Nina Dobrev plays, is going to the Originals for episode 5. The Originals, as we know, is the spinoff of Vampire Diaries that is premiering on Tuesday, which we covered
Monday.
Here also. On Monday, that we're covering
Mondays.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiana.
It used to air on Tuesdays.
It aired on Tuesdays. It's now airing on Mondays. We're still covering it on Tuesdays. I actually think last year we covered it on Wednesdays, just to confuse you even more. But Nina Dobrev will be there. It's not Amara, but like Arita or one of those. Doppels. I'm pretty sure that's what they said. So I'm excited to see her and how she interacts with everybody on the Originals. That's the concrete news, which brings us to the gossip, also known as the drama going on. So if you guys have been living under a little bit of a rock and don't know that Ian Somerhalder and Nina Dobrev dated, they did. They had a relationship. They no longer do. Apparently, it's not going so well that they are filming this together. Ian is with Nikki Reed and seemed to be very happy. Nina's been with a bunch of other people also. And at this point, the rumors are that if Ian signs on to season 7, so all their contracts, Paul's, Ian's, and Nina's, are up after season 6. If there is a season 7 and Ian signs on, Nina's out. If there is a season 7 and Ian doesn't sign on, Nina's in. She also has expressed interest in going over to the Originals if Ian signs on to the Vampire Diaries, is what the rumors are. Again, I don't know what the truth is. I don't know if she actually said that, but I know the rumors are that she said that she's having a hard time dealing with filming with Ian, which is very understandable, by the way.
Right. But it also hinders us Delina fans over here, because I can't imagine, like, the stuff they did tonight, you know, seeming so in love, I couldn't imagine doing that with an ex, especially when we're both trying to move on and stuff. Like, that would be horrible to have to live through.
And imagine Nikki watching this.
Yeah, but... No. Without Damon, if Damon's not on this show and, like, Elena has to deal with that, I don't know if I can, like, function season 7 without them both there together in love.
The problem is it's actually tainting my view of the show and of their relationship, because I'm such a Delana person and I feel like they have amazing chemistry on screen. So I don't really like reading the news and gossip about this. I do it because I love you guys at home, and when I am not up on the news and gossip, you guys call me out on it, folks, show, which is totally, totally legitimate. But I'm telling you, it's making me feel like weird about watching them because I feel like they're so in love and I loved when they dated. And now for her to be that upset about it, and who knows, maybe he's that upset about it too. It just would suck, and there's no way they can do the show without her. Yeah. I have thought about a million different scenarios.
No.
You just can't. No. I really don't think so. So, do you guys think we will get a season 7?
I don't know. I love this show. I would love to keep going with it.
Season 46!
Yes.
I guess. Some of the vampires are aging, and you're like, what happened?
How did that work?
There's going to be a loophole for that.
No, absolutely. Of course, it's a new spell that somebody cast. I guess I'm wondering if there's a season 7 would bring us to predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so I, in my dream world, predict that we get as many seasons as possible. Although I would say if this was the last season, it would make a hell of a season. Because they're going to have to figure out a way to do all of this and make Delana work. See what I just snuck in there?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, what are our predictions for next week? Guys, we saw a really weird preview. I have to say, Jesse and I constantly said this last year on our show. Our other old hosts, Paige and Megan, who are amazing and still live tweeting about the show and always responding to you guys, so keep up with them. They agreed. I'm wondering if you guys agree. We have really weak previews on this show.
Yeah.
It will be like the most bomb episode ever, but you would never have known by the preview. The preview looks like it's going to be a snooze fest.
Right.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Someone in the promo department at the CW needs to get better footage or I don't know.
I'm always confused when I see them.
I'm almost thinking maybe it's like, oh, well, they're going to have really low expectations and let's just blow them away. It's a tactic. Well, it kind of works.
I also think that they're just trying to throw us off.
You know, they
don't want to give too much away, so they're trying to trick us into thinking one thing's going to happen, and in doing so, it's like, what that, like, the preview did not make sense at all.
Right. I will say, CW, you do an amazing job with this show. We got to get those promos. Actually, it doesn't really matter because we keep watching
anyway.
We don't care. You just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
And by, like, Wednesday night, the preview on Wednesday night is actually, like, the good preview where you're like, oh,
holy
like,
crap.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for it. It's just the one right after the episode that you're like, what?
I know. So I'm going to attempt to decipher what we saw really quickly because I know we don't have that much time. But we saw Damon and Bonnie saying, where the hell are we? That's a good question. We don't know.
Yes.
They were in the middle of a town that looked like
Deserted Mystic Falls.
Yes.
So I think that they meant it like metaphorically, like, where the hell are we? Like, where is everybody? Do they have to evacuate? Does Sheriff Forbes make everybody leave?
Maybe they're not back yet. And so what they see of Mystic Falls, like in their other world where they're living, they're still in the town, but like no one is there. It's just them.
I think that scene is, they show us what happens to them directly after they get sucked in.
Oh, we're going back in time for a second.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes.
I'm wondering, though, what are we going to start to referring to where they are as? It can't be the other side because we already have that and that's not where they are. Could it be heaven? Or are we going to really just call it, like, the place that Graham set up?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Let's call it Graham's house.
Graham's house. They're over at Graham's house. Perfect. Then we see Caroline on the phone with who I think is Alaric, and Stefan coming up behind her, and Caroline saying, fell in love with Damon when she was still with Stefan. And Stefan looks upset about that. Is that what you guys saw? I think that's what we saw.
And he also had blood on his neck.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
So I don't, and Stefan's back? I don't know.
Guess who's back? Oh, back guys, again. don't let me finish that thing. I guess. Do we have any other predictions for the night, for next week?
I think we kind of let them out throughout the show, too.
We did.
I can't help it.
To reiterate, one of them is that Tyler and Liv are going to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that Tyler is going to accidentally kill somebody. We said that as well.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see more of Joe, the girl from the medical center, and then Trip, which is the guy's name, the volunteer with the community squad. I think we're going to see more of him, like we were talking about. I think he has a backstory, and he knows more than he's letting on.
Okay, good ones.
They always
do. All right. So until then, where can we find you guys? We are sitting at home. We're dying to talk throughout the week. Where can we find you?
Well, I'm all over Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, and Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the panel this year.
Thanks
so excited
us.
About it. Of course, of course. And next week, Jesse Janity will be back, and we will have a full panel of four. But until then, go to iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe, go to YouTube, leave us comments. We will respond. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can tweet us at AfterBuzzTV. Until next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.